The Bing Crosby Show. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by the people of General Electric. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Miss Jana Mason. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. If you were there, I'd look at you and I would never tire. All I require, that is my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber, missing you, it seems. I call you times, dear, without number, but only in my dreams. Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair. Oh, baby, my life would be so fair.
Slick, Bing. Real snappy opener, I'd say.
Wasn't that tricky? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that little hesitation in there between the seventh and eighth bar really gives it that zing.
I like that.
Ken, I appreciate your friendly attitude, and I also relish your enthusiasm.
You really sang that well, Bing. Here, have some peanuts.
I was expecting money. Not much, but something.
Well, these peanuts aren't for payment, Bing.
What then?
Well, these goobers are in celebration of a great event, a nationwide affair.
Quelle affaire?
Bing, snap out of it. Don't you realize that this is National Peanut Week?
Say, there was a strong scent of the crunchy little vegetables on the bus this morning. I wondered what was going on. Peanuts are a vegetable, aren't they?
Certainly, they are. Yes, and this is National Peanut Week. Everybody chomp.
Oh, yes, and next week is National Money Week. Everybody sends money to the government. Everybody dig, get it up, bounce.
Yes, sir. Good old income tax.
Yes, and the week after that, we'll all be back on peanuts.
It's so
right. I tell you, Ken, it's lucky St. Patrick's Day falls right after tax time, so people get a chance to get good and numb.
Well, a good St. Patrick's Day celebration can be rather, shall we say, escapist.
Let's say it's a chance for release, no doubt about it.
Yes, sir. Everybody gets an opportunity to fall apart.
Ken, next, watch it. Steady, we may get a nasty note from Pat O'Brien. But, Ken, since you were so nice to share your peanuts with me, I'd like to reciprocate. Here now, have a cookie.
Well, looky here. Girl Scout cookies. Vanilla and chocolate.
Yes, sir, the genuine article, Ken. See, the Girl Scout emblem is right there in each cookie.
Oh, swell. I think I'll have one of each.
By all means. Go as far as you like. Incidentally, Ken, this happens to be Girl Scout week, too.
That's right. And the Girl Scout slogan this year is, Girl Scouts, a growing force for freedom.
You know something, folks? For 42 years, Girl Scouting has been growing because the adults of the American community recognize that through scouting, girls can learn the responsibilities of being citizens in a democratic society. And they learn the most important survival skill of all, the skill of getting along with other people.
And Girl Scouts need the constant help and support of the adults of America if they're to continue to be a growing force for freedom.
And I'm confident that we adults are going to see that this force continues to grow. Well, Ken, you want to go along now? Mr.
Yep.
Trotter is signaling with his baton, you see, and I note that the next musical selection is a song called But Beautiful. This was a very nice ballad from one of the road pictures. It was written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful. To take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful.
Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a young lady who sings a very slick song. This girl, well, I might even say this beauteous brunette, has been spotlighted in many of the poshier night spots, the Duluth supper clubs, throughout the country. Also, she has made many flashy TV appearances, and she's currently out here in Hollywood to be groomed for her debut in pictures. Here, then, is Miss Jana Mason.
Thank you, Vince.
Nice to have you with us. And what are you going to sing tonight, Jana?
I'd like to sing Can't Help Loving That Man.
Well, welcome aboard the showboat, man.
Thank you, Colonel Culpepper, sir.
And while you're singing, gal, I'll just stroll around the deck and see if I can interest some northerner in a game of spit in the ocean, even though we're just out here in the little old Mississippi.
Be careful, Colonel, and mind out that the ace of clubs doesn't fall out of your sleeve before it's due.
I have every reason to believe that it will fall at the proper time and where it's likely to do the most good. Now, you go ahead and sing, honey child.
Oh, listen, sister. I love that Mr. Man. And I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim. Till I die, can't hear. that man of mine. I don't care if he's lazy. When he comes back, the day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be.
Jana, I loved it. Smooth and sultry, Mademoiselle Mason.
Mademoiselle?
Yes, we're about due to dock at New Orleans, gal. And before we tie up, I think we should do another showboat tune. Jana, do you know a song from Showboat? It's called I Still Suits Me.
Oh, that's a real good one.
Oh, it makes a nice duet, too. Will you join me, gal?
Anything to keep you from getting shot in a card game, Colonel.
Well, you're most considerate. Will you join me at supper later at Antoine's? I plan a big splurge with my ill-gotten gains. Keep on a nagging and bully ragging and criticizing and call me pison. I ain't apologizing, no siree. No matter what you say, I still suits me.
To rag your chewing must be a ruin. Keep right on knocking, keep right on mocking. My rocking chair ain't rocking, no siree.
No matter what you say, I still suits me.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. Will you do them? No, you won't. When there's any working to it, I'm the one that's gotta do it. When it's raining, who's the fella? Uses up the whole umbrella. Selfish as a man.
No matter what you say, I still suits me.
You don't make money.
Oh, Lord, I know that, honey.
I've never seen none.
Got news for you. Ain't likely to be none. But that don't worry me none. No, siree.
Shiftless, lifeless, and no good.
No matter what you say, I still suits me.
I may be no good.
No good for your good.
I may be shiftless.
Yeah, looky here. With one wife less, my life would be more strifeless. Yes, sirree. No matter what you say, I still suits me. Now, look at here now. Listen to this.
Does you ever wash the dishes? Does you do the things I wishes? Does you do them? No, you don't. And will you do them? No, you won't.
Always imitating me and always aggravating me. Then in spite of everything, in spite of all the grief you bring, expecting me to love you true.
No matter what you say, I think you do.
I knows I do.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you very much. It's certainly nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Bing.
And the way you did that southern dialect, nobody had ever guessed that you're from Jersey City.
Janet sure fooled me.
She hooks up that corn pone real good, doesn't she? Well, move in there now, Ken. Are you ready to engage in this week's tete-a-tete on the economy?
I stand ready to contribute a good measure of my vast and erudite knowledge.
Oh, this should be a profitable evening indeed.
Did you say a profitable evening?
That's what I said.
Bing, you must have known. Our topic for tonight is profits.
Well, we discussed profits last week. Profits are the accepted means of rewarding a successful, well-run business, just as losses are the unhappy result of a business that is not well-run. Now, what do we do for an encore?
Well, for one thing, we never answered the big question, the question everyone's been asking.
What's that?
Are profits the rich man's friend or the poor man's friend?
Well, there's a funny thing. Practically everybody I've talked to this week has asked me that very question.
They really did? Did you have an answer for them? Or did you just stand there with egg on your face?
No, this week it's peanut butter.
That's right.
But I always have an answer, even if it's a shot in the dark. I told everybody that I figured that profits are the friend of both.
Both rich and poor.
Let me expand my thoughts here a moment. Sort of bare them to the public's gaze.
Careful. This program goes to Boston.
For Waltham, at least. South Boston, maybe. But now, consider the rich man. He probably got rich because he put his savings into some venture or other and took the risk of losing all. But instead, he pleased so many people and he ran his business so well that it paid off handsomely. Naturally, he likes profits, next only to his mother and his faithful dachshund, Hammond.
Bing, it's a pleasure to see you so lucid about this whole thing.
Thank you. On the other hand, profits help the poor man, too. He probably owes his job to the risk somebody else took. Without successful businesses, the supply of good jobs would be kind of slim. And without the venture that profits inspire, our whole economy would shrivel up and die. Or become simply government projects.
Well, what you're saying, I gather, Bing, is that profits are what make our system so healthy and fruitful for both rich and poor.
And even the forgotten man in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take that a little further and see what actually happens to profits.
What happens to profits, Ken? Well, it so happens you've asked an authority. You've come right to the pinnacle.
You're an authority on financial matters,
Bing? Yes, sir, you're dealing at the summit.
How come?
I consult my daily horoscope before I make a move. But seriously, Ken, whether it's a corner garage or a company like General Electric, the profits of the business divide three ways.
Remarkable deduction, Crosby.
Elementary, my dear Carpenter. First, there's the payment to the government, federal, state, and local.
Could this perchance be called taxes?
Yep. And force a wry smile when you mention it.
Use my own teeth. I'll make a real Chessy Cat grin.
Yes, thank you. Well, whatever you call them, these payments are used by the governments to build roads and schools and to maintain our armed forces and the local constabulary. And more different things than you could shake a return at.
Everyone stands to benefit from that.
Certainly. Another fat slice has to be put back into the business, into modernizing and improving the designs and methods and the machinery to make the products more attractive and to bring down their prices. And to keep jobs steady.
And you know who benefits from that? The customer.
And that means all of us. Everybody who looks at the monkeys from outside the bars.
Mm-hmm. Sort of zoo's who of the country.
Yes, to put it badly. Then what's finally left, if any, goes to the men and women whose investment of their savings made the business possible in the first place. The investors and the owners.
Which might include thousands of share owners all across the country who are often workers and customers. And that's the real answer to our question. Profits aren't only the rich man's friend or the poor man's friend. They benefit everybody. The businessman, for his hard work and initiative, benefits directly. But the rest of us benefit indirectly through the payment of dividends and government services paid for by taxes and better products at lower cost.
Oh, you've done it again, Ken. Your summation was superb. Oh, if you could only play the lute.
Why so, Bing?
Then you could accompany me on my next song.
Oh, shucks, my big chance, and I'm not ready. I've left my loot at home.
What a pity.
I could slash my wrists.
How are you fixed for blades? But don't worry, Ken. I think this bright little ditty will cheer you up. It's called That's What a Rainy Day Is For. Mr. Trotter, get us going here, will you, boy?
Weather is right to cuddle up tight and love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for. The sound of the rain on each window pane says kiss her, kiss her, kiss her again. That's what a rainy day is for. It isn't just to make the pretty flowers grow, 'cause we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight. Love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for. Just to make the pretty flowers grow, 'cause we both know the wetter the season, the better the reason to huddle up tight and cuddle up tight. Love you, love you, love you tonight. That's what a rainy day is for. That's what a rainy day is for.
Thank you, thank you. Now comes the moment when we hear from John Scott Trotter and his very capable crew. Tonight, the orchestra selection is called Deep in My Heart.
Thank you.
Clever, John. Clever, John and boys. Very nice. I'm sure our listeners must have enjoyed it. Around town here just now, folks, I guess for that matter, all over the country, I trust people are talking about the Academy Awards. And it won't be long now before we'll know who are the eventual winners. Here's a ballad that has been nominated and seems to me to be a very strong contender for one of the coveted Oscars. Beautiful song called Secret Love.
Secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. Soon I told a friendly star the way the dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hills, even told the golden daffodils. At last my heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore. At last my heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore. Well,
that wraps it up for tonight, folks. We certainly hope to see you all again next week, same time, same place, when our guest will be Miss Peggy King. Until then, good night and thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Peggy King. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together.